When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. Got a great story for you today. Twice a week, we're bringing you case studies of real people out there on the front lines who are starting different projects. They're using the skill they already have to create a new source of income. Now, I mentioned twice a week. Well, that's when we do these stories. But of course, every day, 7 days a week, there's a different episode. So in 2020, we've been focusing on interaction, lots of listener questions and answers and such. But I always enjoy working on these stories as well. So today's a good one. It's about a teacher who takes a new certification test in order to keep his job. And as he does so, he blogs about the experience, ends up building a following by helping others achieve A-plus results. He's actually helping other people pass the test, but that's what we'll talk about. And as I was working on this story, I remembered that teacherspayteachers.com is a great resource for side hustling teachers out there. If you are a teacher, you can list your classroom activities and curriculum, other exercises, various items for sale to other teachers. So it's a great way to support other teachers and also to make some money for yourself if you're a teacher or if you have some experience doing that. And then second, Donors Choose is also a good resource for anybody who would like to support teachers. You can go and buy supplies for schools near you or elsewhere. You can read different write-ups about which classrooms have which needs and what schools are looking for and so on, and support teachers directly. So that is donorschoose.org. All right. The story today is called Texas Teacher Takes on Test-Taking Tutorials. Yes, we enjoyed working on that headline. I'm going to bring that story to you after this message from our sponsor.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Emilio Granada is a computer science teacher based in Texas. He became a teacher a few years ago after a negative experience in the corporate world. He wanted to spend his life really helping people, and he knew teaching would offer that. But that doesn't mean it came easy. 2016, his first year, was rough. Emilio considers it one of the most challenging periods of his life. And to help get through it, he decided to document his journey by blogging. He registered a domain name, firstyeartexasteachers.com, and launched a site using WordPress. Then he just started writing. There was no thought of marketing or SEO at that stage. His motivations were purely personal. So he kept things general with posts like, "Why I Got Into Teaching," and "The Rewards of Teaching." For a few months, he posted regularly. Eventually, though, work took over, and the blog, which received little to no traffic, fell to the back of the class. Until a couple years later. Emilio was teaching computer science at his school, but hadn't yet completed the correct certification. His boss informed him that if he didn't complete it, he wouldn't be able to teach the class the following year. Emilio was worried. He knew that certification for tech teachers in Texas was difficult, and he was afraid he wouldn't be able to pass in time. It had been 2 years since he'd posted on his blog, but he remembered how much it helped him process things. So he went back to the chalkboard, and this time things turned out a little differently. Just 2 weeks after his first post, his first new post in 2 years, I should say, Emilio began to receive more traffic to the site than he ever had before. Upon investigation, he realized that this new post was ranking well in Google. In hindsight, he puts this happy accident down to keeping things focused. His post was about a particular test he'd have to take, and there was very little related content online elsewhere. Clearly, he'd passed the blogging test, and his high marks gave him the motivation to keep going. For the next 6 months, Emilio wrote new posts, at least one a month. He addressed his writing to all the teachers out there going through the stressful certification process. He outlined the difficulties of the exam, which he actually failed twice, and his tips for studying, along with, eventually, passing on his third attempt. As he continued writing, something amazing happened. Emilio built a small audience. He saw return visitors in his traffic reports and started receiving comments on his posts. One of those comments in particular gave him even more motivation. Like a chemistry teacher, it caused a reaction. What was so special about this comment? Well, the commenter asked for a guide to help them pass the test. Naturally, this got Emilio thinking. Would people really pay for his experience? He made a Google form and linked to it inside his posts. He asked visitors to fill out their details if they might be interested in a guide. In no time at all, he had 20 people sign up. He knew then that the project was worth pursuing. Emilio spent the next 2 weeks writing frantically. He used gaps in between work and the evenings to complete his comprehensive study guide for Texas teachers. Once he was done, he had another problem to solve. How would he actually accept payments on his site and deliver the guide electronically? He did some sleuthing and eventually found Sendowl, a popular program used to sell digital goods like ebooks. It was easy to set up and cheap at only $15 a month. Emilio wasted no time. He made a sales page, integrated the Sendowl link, and was on his way to making sales. Those sales came quickly. He emailed out the people who'd expressed interest via the Google form. His first sale came almost right away, in April 2019, just 1 month after first conceiving of the idea. But he didn't stop there. Emilio continued to write content, and by June of the same year, just 2 months later, he made over $700, a sum to this day he can barely believe. It turns out that June is the peak month for teachers to go for their tests. Even so, things continued steadily into 2020, when he launched some new guides for different exams. Like many other industries, he too has been affected by COVID-19, haven't we all, with many teachers opting to take their certifications next year. Still, in June 2020, he generated over $900 with the COVID effect in full swing. Emilio plans to continue adding content and create more guides. He's even written a guidebook to teach others how to do the same thing. Congratulations to Emilio. That's awesome. Well done. And a good reminder to all of us to pay attention to what people ask you about. When Emilio started blogging more specifically about his certification process, the test, the specific test that he was studying for, then, you know, that post got noticed. And all of a sudden, you know, people started coming to the site, much more so than when he was just writing about, you know, my reflections of being a first-year teacher or whatever. Now, I also thought, I was looking at this some more because his domain was, what was it, something about Texas. Oh, yes, firstyeartexasteachers.com. And that's interesting because you might say, well, is it only valid for teachers in Texas? You know, is this test offered elsewhere? And I'm not sure what the answer to that is, but I did see from our other research that there are over 300,000 teachers in Texas, one for every 16 students. And the state still considers itself in a teaching shortage, with an additional 40,000 positions still open as of June 2020. So obviously all those teachers are not computer science teachers studying for this particular exam. But the point is, it's not a tiny market. It's a market that's big enough that he is able to, you know, sell, what is it, about $1,000 a month or so in these guides. And of course, now he's trying to branch out and go further and such. So a lot you can do with this. This is a very similar business model to what I started with Unconventional Guides more than a decade ago. I'm not running that business now, but it's fun to see, you know, different case studies and examples of how that model is still very much applicable. It's still possible. So the whole question is just, how do you find the right topic? How do you recruit the right people? And through all the different stories I'm sharing with you, I'm hoping to give you some examples. So I hope this is helpful. But remember, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's show notes, including links to Emilio's site, anything else I mentioned, will be at sidehustleschool.com/1361. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.